Welcome to the Old Testament reading of the scriptures this week from the lectionary, which is in Jeremiah the prophet, in chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Thank you for letting me have a little bit of humor there today. I hope it brightens your day. But hear God's word, New Living Translation. The Lord gave me a message, he said. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my spokesman to the world. Oh, sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. Don't say that, the Lord replied, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and take care of you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then the Lord touched my mouth and said, see, I have put my words in your mouth. Today I appoint you to stand up against the nations and kingdoms. You are to uproot some and tear them down, destroy or overthrow them. You are to build up others and plant them. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my spokesman to the world. You know, we all have been appointed. God has given us a reason and a purpose in this life. But it's a powerful relation between God and Jeremiah. And while Jeremiah was still unborn, God knew him as a person and set him apart for a special job. So over the centuries, the book of Jeremiah has been a profound impact on people around the world. Just think about, what if Jeremiah had been aborted by his parents and had never been given the opportunity to minister to the people of his day and to inspire millions through the centuries? Yeah, abortion is a touchy subject, and it's a situation that people really have to rationalize through themselves. But I am glad that God allowed me to come into this world, that I can preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ and encourage others. In the precious name of Jesus, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and a little commentary from old Ralphie. Hope and pray you're having a good day.